สวัสดีค่ะ everyone welcome back to learn Thai with Ling with Anchisa I'm your host straight from the heart of Ling and today I've got an episode that's all about mastering the art of communication using opposites in Thai is very powerful and I think it necessarily for you guys to know it so let's get started in the Thai language opposites aren't just words They get a way to expressing feelings, experiences, and observations in an nice way. Whether it's discussing the weather or describing someone or something. These words adapt to your conversations. Let's start with a pair word that everyone talks about. Hot and cold, of course, in Thai. Thailand is known for its tropical climate, so you will often hear people say, ประเทศไทยร้อนมากประเทศไทยร้อนมาก so ประเทศไทย mean Thailand ร้อนมาก ร้อน itself mean hot and มาก means a lot so this sentence actually mean Thailand is very hot but if you're chatting with someone from colder country you might ask ประเทศคุณหนาวไหมประเทศคุณหนาวไหม same ประเทศ mean countryคุณ you now my mean is it cold or to be exact this sentence mean is it cold in your country these words are your first step into engaging with local and travelers alike next let's look at how we describe people and things around us using tall and short tall means สูงสูงAnd short mean tia, tia. Or it can, in another meaning, short can have two meaning in Thai. It can be tia with talking about your height. Or it can be sun talking about the length. Asking someone, kun sung thao lai, kun sung thao lai. And again, if you're speaking in Thai, never forget ka or krap at the end of the sentence to make it more polite. Kun sung thao lai ka.คุณสูงเท่าไรครับ or how tall are you it is a common conversation starter and while exploring Thailand you might notice that diverse flora commenting ต้นไม้ต้นนี้เตี้ยมากต้นไม้ต้นนี้เตี้ยมาก this tree is very short however this is something reflect our culture it probably root in some country or to some people in Thailand too to suddenly ask about your height your weight and all that but just bear in mind especially for the older generation in Thailand this is pretty normal not that I like it but it is how it is and now on to describing appearance with a fat and skinny come to the least favorites but it is happening fat in Thai is one.อ้วน and skinny is ผอม it's pretty common to hear older people testing asking like อ้วนขึ้นไหมอ้วนขึ้นไหม which means have you gained weight which is absolutely rude nowadays but some of them still do it but us younger generation trying to change the mindset and attitude that is not great Anyhow, let's give you a better example. For example, you might hear your friend teasingly say, ฉันอ้วนขึ้นไหม?ฉันอ้วนขึ้นไหม? Meaning, have I gained weight? Have I gained weight? Maybe your friend just not so confident about herself and you can just actually simply comfort her and say, no, my, สวย, mean beautiful. Or you can say hi to her like, wow, ผอมลงหรือเปล่า?ผอมลงหรือเปล่า? I mean,Oh, have you lost some weight? You look more fit, something like that. These are intimate ways of expressing concern or noticing change in someone close, especially very close, not anyone. And as long as your close one are okay too. And in the fast-paced world we live in, discussing speed in evaluate whether you are advising someone, อย่าขับรถเร็วนะ อย่าขับรถเร็วนะmean don't drive fast so notice the word here เร็ว fast or observing เขาเดินช้าเขาเดินช้าจัง this word เขาเดินช้าจัง means he walks slowly isn't it It's more like when you notice someone walking very slowly. The key word here is cha, sha, slow. So this would help articulate the pace and which things are happening around us. Just another thing to add up. Next, timekeeping is another aspect where opposites come into play, whether you are the early bird or you can say ฉันตื่นเร็วทุกวัน ฉันตื่นเช้าทุกวัน ตื่นเร็ว early bird เร็ว mean fast right early so ฉันตื่นเร็วทุกวัน I wake up early every day or someone who is away running late เขามาทำงานสายตลอดเลย what is the keyword here สาย means late So this sentence exactly mean he's away late for work. He's away late for work. These phrases are part of the daily conversation, especially if you work in Thailand or you have some friends who is not respecting your time. Say this to them. And let's spice things up a little bit with spicy and bland. Pet. This is a must if you are You want to visit Thailand, or if you are living in Thailand already, and, you're living your life here, and we are very famous for our spicy herbs and all that in our food, especially like, for example, one of the famous Tom Yam Goong is probably too spicy for some foreigners, so that's why I regret to you though this word. Thailand's cuisine is famous for flavor, so whether you say, "Chan gin pet dai nit noi." ฉันกินเผ็ดได้นิดหน่อย. I can eat a little bit of spicy. Or you can say, ขอไม่เผ็ดค่ะ, which means no spicy, please. And the opposite word of this is dude is bland. I don't know how to say it exactly in English, but probably like, tasteless, it's not rich flavors. So you can say, this dish is bland Thai. อาหารจานนี้จืดมาก. You're sharing more than just your taste preference, but also your language emotions. And talking about spaces, wide and narrowed, which is reflect our environments. If you want to say, if you want to compliment someone that your house is very spacious, so like his house is very spacious, you can say, บ้านเขากว้างมาก. The keyword here is กว้าง. Or you can say it's contrast with คอนโดในกรุงเทพแคบมาก. Keyword here is แคบ, which actually means, what is it? Narrow. Cap mean narrowed, guang mean wide. So this sentence is just comparing between his house in probably not in Bangkok and the condo in Bangkok. Condo in Bangkok is very small. That was this person is trying to say and all that. So here is how you showing the diversity of living space, get into the conversation, get them talking about their hometown and all that. So I think it's very also it would be fun to know this word and get your conversation deeper. And there you have it, a journey through the Thai language using opposites. And these are just example. And if you want to learn more about this, please feel free to let me know. You can also contact me via my LinkedIn. If you don't want to do that, you can also contact me via Facebook or even my email. I will read through and get back to you in time. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to level up your Thai language, maybe you can try one of our product calling live. We also offer you, especially for those podcast listener, you can get a free lessons on the link live to learn with a real certified native teacher one-on-one for free. So please feel free to do that. And if you like my contents, feel free to share to your friends, like and follow my podcast. See you again next week. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.